Let's spend some time talking about ACP. That's advanced care planning, a process, a conversation. Well, that probably should be had sometime in our life, better earlier than later. I don't want to take the thunder away from my next guest. It's the world in which she lives, getting the word out regarding this important concept. Carol Robinson, good morning to you, Community Coordinator with Making Choices Michigan.
Good morning, Shelley. Glad to be with you today.
Yeah, good that you are here on yet another week. This, believe it or not, the last full week of March. So we are buckled up and ready to go. And I'm ready to once again talk about, I know this topic that is so close to your heart and should be to ours as well. So again, what is advanced care planning?
Well, advanced care planning isn't what some people think, where they think this is just for sick, old, frail people, and it's about, you know, the minute you die. This is really about living well for every day that we have, and it's a process or conversation, as you mentioned, to talk about what really matters most to you to live life well. So we talk about your thoughts and your values and your beliefs about treatment choices if there came a point where you couldn't speak for yourself, and most importantly, legally appointing a patient advocate to be your voice if ever there comes that time where you can't speak for yourself.
How early do we begin this conversation?
Well, I always say if you have a teenage student driver in the house, that's a great time to start. You know, people think that it's only, like I said, for old people, but really any adult 18 or up should be having this conversation, and especially appointing the advocate. So on the healthcare provider side, if there's an accident, or right now with our COVID-19 pandemic going on, if there's a point where you can't speak for yourself, the healthcare team is going to look to the person who's been legally appointed to speak for you, and that includes young people. So it's not in the state of Michigan, it's not just assumed it would be your parents. I always say once you're an adult, you're a free agent, and you can choose, and you should choose who you want.
Yes. What's legal? What needs to be done in front of, our lawyer, or what needs to be done, while I am staying at home and planning?
Sure. So what we do at Making Choices Michigan is we are available to have conversations for people. There's no charge for our service. We're a nonprofit arm of the Michigan Health Information Network, or MyHIN. And what we do is we talk people through the thoughts, and sometimes people's brains get really muddled about all this. It's just really hard to sort it all out. So our facilitators are trained to just ask good, poignant questions and then help you think about who's your advocate going to be. And I always recommend more than one because you never know. You know, you need a deep bench. So I say two or three. But who would you trust to be in that position of speaking for you? We talk about treatment preferences, and then at the end of that conversation is when we actually generate a document for you called the Durable Power of Attorney for Healthcare, or the shortcut name is a patient advocate in the state of Michigan. And we can help you draw up that legal document and then get it signed by two witnesses that say that this was your choice. And then we can actually upload it into the Great Lakes Health Connect, MyHIN virtual storage space in the state of Michigan, which is a great service. It makes it available to all the hospitals in Michigan. So if there comes a time when you can't speak for yourself and you might not be in your home, quote-unquote, hospital, other hospitals can get access to your document.
Carol, how are you? How is Making Choices Michigan responding to COVID-19?
So we've got a couple things that we're working on this week. We're going to do some live webinars where we can have people be in an active conversation with us. We'll also have some taped education. But we also have a lot of great resources already on our website. So if you go to www.makingchoicesmichigan.org, there are several videos, articles, different ways to start learning about this. And while our physical space is closed right now, like I said, we're happy to talk to people on the phone. Our phone number is 616-481-4820.
And how can the community help?
Well, the first thing they can really do is start to talk about this with your family and friends and get educated. So go to our website, start reading, start learning, and talk to each other about what would you want most if this were the situation. If you don't have a patient advocate, that's the time to start thinking about it. And then if you're an advocate for someone else, this is really important, especially if you're an advocate for somebody who is a bit older and is in the higher risk group for COVID-19, you ought to give them a call and say, let's just go over this again. I want to make sure I'm really clear on what's important to you right now. And I would ask them if this COVID-19 has changed the way they feel about their life-sustaining treatment options, what would be most important to them to live well during this time. So being educated and talking, those are huge gifts.
Carol F. Robinson, lots of letters behind your name. No spending much time in the field of nursing, and here you are, Making Choices Michigan Community Coordinator to boot. Carol, how do we find out more information about our conversation?
Sure. Go to www.makingchoicesmichigan.org or call us, 616-421-4840. We're happy to talk to people. Again, there's no cost for our services, but definitely talk about it. In the news, there's even things now about ethics committees trying to get together to say, gee, what would we do with people if there's no decision already in place? So now's the time.